This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. This week, private space transport company SpaceX announced a notable success. It soft-landed a Falcon 9 rocket in the Atlantic Ocean. As part of our Marketplace series on big thinkers this week, we're going to talk to someone who's looking closely at space travel in the future, SpaceX President and COO Gwynne Shotwell. Gwynne, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I want to learn from you about how rockets are changing as a technology and how SpaceX is thinking about that.
I think the most important innovation is the concept of rapid and complete reusability. And if you think about what would air travel look like if airplanes were thrown out after each flight, No one would be flying in airplanes. And so what we're trying to do is apply that same model to rocket technology. So we want to be able to reuse rapidly, just like an airplane, our rocket stages after their mission.
Is that part of a business model that you need to design in order to be profitable?
We actually don't need reuse to work in order to be profitable.
So why is it important then?
If you think about it more philosophically, the goal of what SpaceX is trying to achieve is to ensure rocket technologies are at a place where we could actually transport people to allow settlement on other planets.
Take me 5, 10 years from now.
5 years from now, we should be flying crew to low Earth orbit. 10 years, we hope to have developed the technologies to take people much beyond low Earth orbit, even potentially landing on Mars.
Why are you so intrigued by bringing people off of planet Earth and putting them elsewhere?
You know, there's a few reasons why. First of all, I think exploration is what makes people human. Mm-hmm. It differentiates us from other species. Second of all, this is going to sound probably a little bit strange, but from my perspective, it's really risk management to ensure that humans have the ability to go somewhere else in case there were to be some huge disaster on Earth.
What about SpaceX as a company in 2100, 2200?
You know, that's a long time. But in that time frame, we will be probably the most widely used space transportation company in the, let's call it, in the solar system. It would be great if it were in the galaxy.
Would you go to space?
I would go to space. Yeah, absolutely.
Is that on your bucket list?
You know, I don't have a bucket list. I feel like bucket lists are a way of defining or stating broadly that you're going to go. And I know, obviously, it's inevitable, but it's not something I focus on.
Gwynne Shotwell is president and COO of SpaceX. Gwynne, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
By the way, Gwynne says her favorite show about space in the future is the Fox show Firefly.